I am so excited to be telling you about a giveaway I've got. Go to gardenpodcast.co.uk, hurry, because we've got 100 quid's worth of Envy garden products. Now, I like these products because they're naturally sourced and their packaging isn't going to, you know, fill your bin up. I love the strap line, go green with Envy. It's clever, isn't it? Now, I had especially good results from using some Feed and Fortify on the Jasper Memorial Garden. Now, at first, I thought maybe it had something to do with Jasper, the dead cat in the ground, but no. So head to gardenpodcast.co.uk for your chance to win. Hi there. In this episode, I turn my back for a minute, and there we are. We've got a whole new row of something. Oh, look, I've planted cabbage. I'm not sure I really want cabbage. The best thing about this handy hose attachment that we planned out is that it comes right into the greenhouse. And here I am facing three grow bags, each with three plants of tomatoes in them. What else in a grow bag in the British summer? And I'm just going to give them their daily dousing of water. And I'm using the stream setting on the gun today. Oh, nice. I must admit, I didn't trust these grow bags when we first got them. They don't seem very deep. So I wasn't sure how a plant could possibly put its roots down in a bag, basically. But they seem to have done all right. And everyone was having a go at watering them when we were away. It's really funny. This guy came round to do a bit of building work at the end of the garden. He went, "Oh, I've watered all your tomatoes in your greenhouse." I went, "Oh, thanks very much." And then the lady who'd been feeding the cat said, "I watered all your tomatoes in the greenhouse for you." And then my daughter had been popping back every now and again and going, "I've watered all your..." And she hadn't really. She'd just looked at them a bit and dribbled a bit of water over them. So I was quite grateful to the more mature members of the team in our absence to actually properly water the tomatoes. So they're doing really well. And they aren't reddening, ripening very quickly, but they're very strong. So this variety is Ailsa Craig, which reminds me of Wendy Craig or Isla St. Clair, both very popular characters on British television in the 1970s. I don't know why, but anyway, it's just the name, isn't it? So they've been really good, which is a really good thing after last year's massive tomato fail, hashtag fail, where every single plant grew and grew and grew but had barely any roots, no fruit. And it wasn't just me, it was the ones I gave away. Other people mentioned that variety. I think it was Alicante variety that didn't do anything. So a bit of a disappointment. But this year, tomatoes have redeemed themselves, and we haven't got a crop yet. So unfortunately, we can't have a salad tomato with a salad cucumber because the cucumbers have done really well. So we're kind of mismatching our salads at the moment. I don't quite... There's probably a strategy which I'm just not a detail person. I don't know if you've picked up on that. I'm not a detail person. I know some people will do spreadsheets and say what they planted, when they planted it, and what conditions they had. And so ultimately, everything will end up on a plate at the same time. We have had all the cucumbers. We're about to have all the tomatoes. The lettuce has been had. It's brilliant. You know, I'm not going to complain. I'm not actually complaining. And it's nice being in the greenhouse at this time of year because it is just a little bit of light watering, really. I've just got one couple of opening apertures in the grow bags to do. And it is a lovely, lovely time of year because, yeah, there's this just little bit of light watering every evening when it's hot like this. We've passed the peak of summer, so the evenings are getting, well, they're not as light for as long. They're not getting dark too soon. It goes dark about 10 o'clock here now in the northwest of England. And it's a case of eating what grows and making sure it's watered. We've even got strawberries this year in the greenhouse. Greenhouse strawberries, cucumbers, raspberries,
tomatoes. And outside, everything has gone in the ground and it's doing its thing. The sprouts are doing it, the thing. Sprouting. Oh. We've got courgettes, had the first courgette today. We've got peas. So it's really exciting. It's been like a big experiment. It's been like a lab in here in the greenhouse. And this is what has happened to Hunky Husband over the last year, is that he's secretly, through osmosis, absorbed gardening into his blood. He's now a bit of a green finger person and sneaks out. I say sneak, he doesn't watch him like a hawk. Not like that. It's not that sort of relationship. Yeah, he sneaks out into the garden and plants some seeds. No, I turn my back for a minute and there we are. We've got a whole new row of something. Oh, look, I've planted cabbage. I'm not sure I really want cabbage, but anyway, yeah. And then before you know it, he's done all this stringing up and strapping tomatoes into frames and stuff, and so it's all well supported. And it's the kind of thing that I would find quite stressful on my to-do list. You know, I'm not saying I'm any busier than he is, but I'm certainly busier in the head. I tend to think about things all of the time, whereas Hunky Husband will freely admit that he has absolutely nothing on his mind most of the time. And we have a joke about me asking, you know, what's on your tiny man mind? And he goes, do you know, there's not much on it at all. It's like one of those TV screens, the tiny little television from the 1970s or 80s. It's just got white noise on it and a load of white lines. And occasionally there's a flicker of an image of something that reminds him to do something or whatever. But yeah, well, that's quite relaxed, isn't it, I think? And I'd love to be like that. But unfortunately, my brain is absolutely jam-packed full all of the time, on a constant rotation of everything I need to do. So it's been brilliant. I feel like we've really worked as a team this year, and that's why we've had so much produce, I suppose, out of the garden. But anyway, it doesn't matter whether, they always say this, don't they, on TV shows, they go, it doesn't matter if you've got a large garden or just a balcony. And you can tell, can't you, in their voices, they're kind of, oh, you've just got a balcony. Oh, so sorry for you. You can still plant strawberries in a planter, in a small garden or balcony. So I have been that small garden balcony person. So yeah, they're right, you can. But it doesn't matter, does it? Because this time of year, you just bowl on out into the garden, free as a bird, staying a bit later. The light's giving you a bit more of a chance to be out. And you get your gardener's goggles on, don't you? That kind of night vision where you can still be out. And it's all, you know, to the person inside the house, it's gone dark. But to you as a gardener, you can see really perfectly well. It's really nice. But of course, this time of year, there isn't that much to do other than enjoy it. Water the thing, pluck at the thing, deadhead the thing. And then just enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy the evening in whatever form it comes along. And I'm going to go down towards the house and soak some planters, because that's what we do.